sure.
Do you get to sit in first class after a three-point night, or how does that
work? No, same seat as everybody else.
What was the difference between last night's game and other games where you faced adversity this season?
I don't know. It's hard to say exactly, but I think resilience and trying to have a positive attitude. I think in the dressing room between the first and the second, we kind of sat back and spoke a little bit about it and told, you know, like we came out hard and we had a good first 10 minutes. And yeah, they got a couple chances, but we're playing well and we just need to keep playing the same way. And we did, and things worked out well.
There have been games where you've played the right way for a while and then things didn't go your way and you got away from it. What convinced the group last night that sticking with it was going to add up to something, do you know?
Well, we've had a lot of meetings and a lot of talk and practice and games, and it's something we're trying to build on bit by bit, and I think that's been a big emphasis here the last couple weeks. Obviously, we haven't been getting the results we wanted, but we're trying to learn from every loss and every win, and I think you can slowly start to see that on the ice starting to translate into some wins.
So last night after the game, the coach referred to it as a building block type of a game. Did it feel like that to the group?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you ask anybody, they're a great hockey team over there. They've played really well. They're in a little bit of a slump right now, but they started the season off really hot, and they have dangerous players. And so to battle at that level and come back from being down 3-1 says a lot about our team.
Winners of three of your last four, just describe the environment in the dressing room right now. Is it must be an upbeat?
Yeah, it is for sure. It's always a lot more fun coming to the rink when you're winning, and you know, there's a lot more joking around and lightheartedness, which is good to see and helps promote the same winning attitude. So I think it's good. It's a nice change, a little breath of fresh air, and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
Power play 1-for-44. Hate to be the negative guy to bring that up, and it's not like it's a new subject, but does it take on a new urgency when you're mired in the kind of that you are on the power play?
Not really, no, I don't think so. I think Pascal's done a great job on the power play this year, and he's really made sure after every game to break down the clips and kind of work with us one-on-one and as units and show us what we're doing well, what we're not doing well. And I think we're creating chances. Unfortunately, we're not scoring goals right now, but it's something that we're working on and we're building on it. And I don't think there's more emphasis on it. I think there's always been emphasis on it. And I think we just got to start capitalizing a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to ask my next question. Is this just like, you know, guys are on a snide kind of thing as opposed to, you know, some systemic issues here? This is just something that happens from time to time?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, scoring goals in this league is never easy. And on the power play, we look at, obviously, goals, but we also look at chances and we look at possession time and shots. And we're starting to do things better, and hopefully we can translate that into some goals.